from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go on a Wednesday. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Just 1 hour today, a weird one with some early daytime baseball.
Ideally a win from Cole Reagans. We
Minneapolis.
Need it.
Definitely in need of a win are the Kansas City Royals after the start to this series against the Minnesota Twins. Now dropping not only this series, but the season series to the Twins, which has tie-breaking implications, just like the Boston Red Sox series
today,
a week
can't
ago.
Can't tie with either of them or you lose.
You're running out of teams you can tie with. The Twins and Red Sox, two teams you cannot tie with at the end of 162 games, or you will be bounced from potentially the playoffs, or at least if you're talking about tied for the second wild card, you that would also come into play. All of that is an issue with how this season series has gone against the Twins, but we are off at 11 because we're going to hand things off to Vern for his on-deck show. Today's the last day of 6-10 before we move
over
to 96.5
The Fan. You're going to scare the hell out of someone who just happened to listen today. There you go.
No, I'm still talking.
This is it. I almost sent out a tweet because it's just funny, or Facebook or something, because like the people who wouldn't have seen the news, you'd be like, my final day at 610 Sports Radio. You're like, whoa, what do you mean? And you're like, it's not 610 Sports Radio. As of tomorrow, it's 96.5 The Fan. So, you know, just to mess with people.
Tomorrow, launch day for the station. We're pumped up about this. Yes, you can still simulcast on The Fan AM, 610 AM. But tomorrow we make the switch. We announced it a week ago, right around this time. We had everybody in studio last week, and if you missed that announcement, yeah, tomorrow's a switch. It means Chiefs games, Royals games, K-State, Missouri, all on one FM all-sports station. For the first time in Kansas City, that's happening, so we can't wait. And that means the preseason game this weekend for the Chiefs going to be on
96.5 The Fan. It's a really big day. And, of course, we'll continue what the morning show was doing, obviously. And we would love your favorite memories from 610 Sports Radio. And let's just say specifically 610 Sports Radio from this show. We only got an hour. So I can't play you audio of Jason Whitlock locking himself in this studio. I'm going to need you to keep it to the last 5 years of Cody and Gold. So I don't care if it's a list of cheeses or it was the time Scott Stapp actually recorded something for us related to Creed Humphrey.
And the gum bucket.
Or the gum bucket.
Incident.
Whichever version of this you want. You know, it could be this.
Chiefs Kingdom, what is up? Scott Stapp from Creed here.
I mean, great moments, right?
And since then, the band Creed has just come back on tour. They're going to be in Kansas City.
I'm taking at least 15% credit as a show for that.
they're coming back on tour. So a lot of stuff happened. We'll discuss today, but we can't wait for tomorrow. Also, guess whose one-year anniversary today is?
Drew Nixon.
Drew Nixon. You almost made it a full year without upsetting everybody about your Arrowhead take. Yes, you couldn't wait one more day. Yesterday on day 364, you got people all upset saying that Arrowhead doesn't have a vibe. You couldn't wait till after the 1 year mark.
We did all 32 yesterday. If we had waited till today, then I would have had that take today. Theme nights. They need to be in the NFL, guys.
Nope.
Somebody mentioned when Nick got called a fanboy.
Yeah. You're a fanboy.
That was pretty
Jason
good.
Brown.
You and I took one day off.
You and I were not here.
And they pissed off Jason Brown for an entire day.
Yes, they hung up on him.
That was pretty bad. What about, there's so many options. This is why
we'll
we
get
want
to
the
those
text.
Throughout the
and so
the
we can play them kind of throughout the show. We only have an hour, as you previously mentioned. I'll be honest, Terry Bradshaw's probably on my list.
Oh, that's one of my favorite moments on the show. We had
is it really?
Terry Bradshaw.
I wasn't even here for that live.
So we'll get to that at some point this hour if we can find the audio of that as well. When we had Terry Bradshaw on the show, he was talking about a charity event he had, and he started the interview off with a bang, to say the least. He was listening to you and I talk, and he did not like
you. I already found the audio. It didn't take long.
So for whatever reason. So we'll get to that. But let's talk about the Royals, because I think far more concerning than what anybody wanted to say about Brady Singer a couple nights ago is what we're now seeing from Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo was an all-star, potential starter at one point, but was an all-star for this team and has had a great season, a career year. And what was the biggest second half concern that I and many, many others had was innings catching up at some point. Said this 3 weeks ago, something Vern acknowledged as well for multiple guys on this staff. And because Seth Lugo had been so dominant, if there's a drop off from him, it is way more detrimental than any drop off from Brady Singer, who's your third starter. And so yesterday, Seth Lugo just did not have it, didn't give his team a chance to win. And over the last four starts, and over his last four starts, Cody, 18 earned runs, 24 earned over his last six. That's what it's been for Seth Lugo in the last six outings, man.
It is really hard to make the argument on the other side that is he hasn't hit a wall. What's the argument for it? He's just going through a rough patch? Pitchers do that. Certainly pitchers who haven't been full-time starters in their entire career and were available at the price point Lugo was, but he has been so good. The metrics support the level of good he was. It wasn't just lucky fielding, right, or lucky defense. He was pitching to a point that those numbers should have been there. I think he just hit a wall. I think there's a simple solution to this. Lugo can continue to pitch. He still says his arm feels good at last report. It's not that. It's probably just a little fatigue. And if it's a little fatigue, that was the whole point for how you handled Alec Marsh. Just find one skip start for Seth Lugo sometime in the next 1 to 2 weeks, in my opinion. Let Alec Marsh pick up that start, go four innings, make it a bullpenny day, but like at least one starter. Give Lugo a day off, and then just go back to him. Because the truth is, Gould, and I've heard people be like, what if you just shut him down for a while? What if it is? It doesn't matter. You are going to have to hope that Seth Lugo didn't hit a wall either way, right? They're not making the postseason without Seth Lugo, so you're going to have to hope he didn't hit a wall either way. Give him one day off and then go back to him. That's what I would do. But yes, I'm concerned that the innings have finally caught up with Lugo. I don't know how you can't be.
Way more so than anything that Brady Singer's looked like, just because of how dominant Seth Lugo had been and what you were counting on. It's one thing to have the bullpen struggles, but you felt for much of the year you were able to rely on Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, and Brady Singer. And now you're starting to see, you know, whether it's the innings limitations or innings becoming an issue for this team and that there needs to be some limitation there, whether it's just, hey, regression to the mean, right? That can be a pain in the ass at this time in the season for starting pitchers that were pitching at an extremely high level, and now we're starting to see them come back to the pack a little bit. It's terrible timing if that's actually what's happening. So that's why I think last night, I don't know about you, I sensed for the first time, whether it was texts with buddies or just other Royals fans on even social media, that there was way more panic after last night than I have seen after any game. And part of it is it was Lugo. The other part is it's August 14th, and everybody knows we're getting down to it here. And this is
you're holding on to that playoff spot, but by the skin of your teeth now.
And let's just be honest, they're not competitive in this series to this point. No. They haven't. I don't want to bring up you and I's back and forth yesterday, but like, you know, that yesterday, it looks like the Twins are the better baseball team. I know, how can it not? These are two games in a row.
Certainly yesterday they were better.
Two games in a row where they've gotten their butts kicked. And now, once again, for the second time in a week, you're relying on Cole Reagans to be a little bit of a stopper, not let this thing become a multiple, you know, four game losing streak or something like that. Can he be a stopper and give you a competitive outing? And I think he will. But do you also, the other part, we're so focused on pitching. Hunter Renfroe, Vinny Pasquantino.
Both in slumps.
big time slumps
Mini
right
slumps.
Now.
Mini slumps. I mean, it's 17 at bats. I'm not going to like, but that doesn't, that comes at a bad time.
Yeah.
If your starting pitching isn't going to go well, you can't also simultaneously have Renfro be 0 for his last 20 and Vinny be 0 for his last 17. No, you can't. But also, that's just when, sometimes in baseball, like, I will still, like, I'm not going to fall off the edge and be like, well, they're not a playoff team now, because you're looking at the Royals, and this has happened two other times this year that I can think of. You're looking at the Royals when literally everything is playing its worst. Starting pitching is bad. They got two of their best hitters in a slump, and the bullpen's got two injuries. Okay, so you're looking at them at their worst, and they're getting their ass kicked at their worst. I'd tell you to wait 10 days. And when they drub a team a couple of times because the starting rotation has two good starts and Vinny and Renfro don't go 0 for 8 that day and the bullpen's got maybe Harvey back or Schreiber back. And, you know, like, I'd say relax. You are looking at the team at their worst. And at their worst, they look terrible like they did yesterday. But I'm not like,
no, living
I'm not
dying,
like thinking the season's over. I know we live that way because of the playoff hunt.
No, I'm with you. I don't think the season's over. That's what I'm saying. I sensed more panic last night because I got more of those texts from friends last night. And I was like, hey, the season is over. I was like, just 72 hours ago.
Season is over. Relax.
72 hours ago, this team was suddenly only three back in the division. Yeah. They were a half back from the second wild card. Fast forward 3 days later, and now the season's over. Like, that's the
3 days from now, they could be a half game back and the second team in the division. And, you know,
and I fully admit, though, that if this current struggle, though, at this point in the season, Cody, if it does last another three or four games, then you have to admit it can be flat out what costs
this you
a playoff spot. There's a that part is very true, but let's see what the rest of the week brings. And it starts this afternoon. They're going to play at noon today in Minneapolis. The season series is already done. This series is already done, but you got to make sure this thing doesn't spiral the rest of this week. And a way to end all of that is Cole Reagan's giving you a really, really strong outing.
Somebody suggesting I sing Pasquantino live on the air one more time said final day of 610, you know, let it rip. Then I can't do any more previous 610 songs, or like, what's the rule on that? Are the 610 songs in the past?
Ooh.
And now I only am 96.5 the fan
songs? I know what
the
text line will say, but
yeah. Damn. I don't think I could let them all go. Can I just like take a few?
Can you pick
it's
three?
Like Marie
you can
Calder.
Pick three.
Can I choose three?
Are there three that you have preference
for? Pick three songs that live on over on 96.5 The Fan. The other three, the other seven.
There's probably more than that. Whatever. Somebody mentioned the Brown song. I'd forgotten all about that. You remember No Chance?
Those have to. Yes, I do. No Chance. You got no Chance. Yes, I do remember that song. What's bad is I have all these stuck in my head forever for the rest of my life. for the rest of my life.
You're going to hear. You missed that one. That was more like in the style of like James Brown. Drew.
I looked thinking of songs and because you also had the song that was basically a cover of Boys to Men.
It
I
was
still
not
think
one more
that
one.
I looked while we're in Vegas next Friday. Boys to Men, are you going?
Boys to Men's gonna
yeah,
be there.
They're in town. They're
that,
in Vegas.
That one you might have to save.
One more win.
Yeah,
just one more win.
I think that's loser Royals behavior. I'm putting that one behind.
Someone
me.
Else says they're Cody and Gold songs, not 610 songs, so you can carry them all over.
That's a
fair
good point.
That's a fair point.
We're not changing
well.
The name of the show, so. We have to at least consider
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
the Lugo Singer thing, I sent you the stat last night. It came from our friend David Leskey. And here's the problem, is that at the end of the year, I don't want to be looking back. I don't want to do the conversation the Monday after the final game of the season and be like, they didn't make the playoffs because the last six starts against teams they were trailing in the standings, Singer and Lugo are 0-6 with an absolutely astronomical ERA. Like, so right now, the reason why they trail these teams is because every time Singer and Lugo come up on the mound, they're not doing a good job against teams that they are trailing. And Reagan's, who we'll talk about in a minute, has had to come in and save him a little bit. And that just causes completely different problems, you know? Someone says, I don't know if I need to keep hearing your songs. I just want Vinny to hit again. You know, sometimes it's there. Now they're asking for random songs. Someone's Daddy Day. We played that recently. We played that around Father's Day.
Well, it makes sense.
I don't even think No Chance is in the system anymore. I don't even think I could play that song for you.
I figured you saved the catalog.
When they deleted everything, you know this works? I don't think I emailed it to myself.
Got to start putting these on the old hard drive.
Somebody has asked me to put like a Spotify playlist together before.
Who asked that?
I'm not kidding. Someone really asked that. You don't think
that's got to be your number one fan that wants you to keep on doing the songs. Because there's somebody that texts in every single time that they love those songs.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even think that song exists anymore. It's just going to be a distant memory.
I think to first, obviously.
Yeah, no chance. I don't remember how the rest of it goes.
Well, to make a playlist, first you have to actually like release the songs to
The public?
Apple Music and Spotify.
Maybe that'll be my new goal now that we're, you know, now that we're going
to
be 96.5
mastered, is what you're saying?
Yeah, to get it. You know, I actually own my masters.
Digitally remastered songs.
Digitally remastered songs.
Oh, my goodness.
So keep your suggestions coming. We'll play anything you guys want at the end of this segment, at the end of the next segment. We don't have that long to play it. So if you want more moments like this.
And I think I'm still talking to Alex because the sissy guy hadn't said a word yet.
What? That was me.
Oh, there he is. There he is. I'm sorry, man. I can't help it.
Oh,
I'm just
man.
Mean today.
That was Terry Bradshaw.
Hall of
calling
Famer.
You
four times Super Bowl
calling
champion.
You a sissy.
The sissy guy.
God. I didn't know what I did. He just started picking on me for no reason.
Yeah, he was listening and before he came on the air, and he just decided to pick on you that day. We haven't had Terry Bradshaw back on the show. We've tried. We've efforted. We'd love to have Terry Bradshaw back on the show. But anyway, yes, we will play some other 610 moments ahead of 96.5 The Fan launch tomorrow and just an hour show today. I want to talk Chiefs a little bit. Today's technically kind of the last practice for training camp because tomorrow's a much shorter practice and they have the Military Appreciation Day. And so their goal is to sign autographs and mingle with those that have served and do serve our country, and today is the last practice, padded practice. A couple guys not at practice. Saw some reports there that LRZ was not practicing.
No pads.
I wonder with that, and we'll see. Maybe it's just a one day thing. Could he be the guy that, like, oh, magically he just stops practicing and he's on IR, and that's their way to keep him on the.
That's 100% what's going to happen.
It's only one day, so I'm not 100% there, but I'm leaning in that direction. If he doesn't practice, and he's not going to probably practice tomorrow. And then if he doesn't play in the preseason game Saturday against the Lions, LRZ, who clearly, you know, needs more time to adapt to the NFL game, could you see him ultimately end up on the IR?
I think it just makes kind of perfect sense if that's the case. But then we're also getting those hints. If you listen to what the coaches are telling you, they're pretty much telling you either put up now or get the hell out. Listen to Matt Nagy yesterday, as you had pointed out, Gold, because Matt Nagy yesterday pretty much let it be known that either Tony gets on the field or he's not going to be here.
Kadarius, again, same thing. It's just making sure he's just got to get healthy and get out there so that we can, you know, see him and see the reps.
Have to be available. If Tony's not in the preseason game on Saturday, then I think the percentage of him making the team goes down to like 10%. I really believe that. I mean, we know he was already kind of on thin ice and it was going to be a tough battle entering camp, but he's barely practiced and he didn't play in the preseason game. And he's someone that they got to know that they can rely on him. And I'm not even talking about lining up properly or making catches. That's the whole other conversation. I'm talking about just simply being in a uniform. And if you're not in a uniform when you're battling for one or two roster spots and what appears to be a pretty deep wide receiver room now, then Tony, to me, needs to play on Saturday. If he doesn't, I think Matt Nagy and the team is starting. You're already starting to hear from them a little bit of their direction that they're headed with him.
Didn't it sound like, though, that they're still kind of hanging on to him? Well,
no.
We got
that's the least complimentary they have been is we'd like to see him on a field. Other than that, they've just gushed, Drew, about how talented and athletic he is.
But they say we need to get him healthy as if we're still we're still going to wait this thing out and then we're going to see how he looks on the field. It's not. It just came across that way. Like, we need him to play, but we just need to get him healthy. It's like they want to wait until he's really healthy to then evaluate him because right now they can't fully. I know that,
but that's the problem.
I know, but it sounds like they're still kind of hanging on to. Well, we just need to get him healthy, and then we'll see how he looks compared to the rest of everybody. Rather than, hey, it's evident and it's right in front of your face that he's not available. So why is he still in your consideration to make the roster?
Well, they're not going to cut him before the cutdown day. I mean, that's
why. There's no reason to. Why open him up to the rest of the league? I don't think he would accept a practice squad assignment. I think they're hanging on to just the blind hope that is, let's see what's going on with Hollywood. You know what they need? 3 weeks or 2 weeks to buy themselves time to find out exactly where Hollywood Brown is before they just start letting wide receivers go that they thought might be number one wide receivers for him last year. But they've fallen out of favor of Kadarius Toney, and you can't blame him. He had like 250 yards last year. I'm not even sure if it was that. I don't know if it was more than that. It was right around that range probably, I'm sure. He didn't have that much receiving yards last year. He couldn't stay healthy again. He can't stay healthy again this year. And he started saying weird things at the end of the season. He was clearly, and I mean clearly, a healthy scratch a couple of times late in the postseason where they were saying he had an injury, and then he went on tape and said, I don't have an injury, and then the Chiefs off the list.
Remember, his Instagram got hacked. That wasn't him.
Yeah, that was an AI, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Like, it's just, that's the reality. It's that there's no reason to keep battling up this hill. The second they started saying the normal stuff about him, well, we just like to get a look at him. He, you know, like, we like Kadarius versus they were gushing about him before. You have to admit, the language shift and how they talk about Kadarius Toney is significantly different than it used to be.
I mentioned how, you know, guys that could be IR candidates, he's another one, I guess. You're paying him $2.5 million, whether you cut him or keep him. If he's still hurt, do they say, all right, let's, to your point, Cody, find out where Hollywood Brown is at and the depth in the wide receiver room. Do they find a way that he ends up on IR or if they're not ready to fully move on? And then we find out 5-6 weeks into the season, at that point, do they cut him? I mean, that's another scenario here where he starts the year on IR,
yeah,
and 6 weeks in, everybody's back and healthy, and like, okay, we really don't need him.
Then we'll really move on.
I could see something like that also happening.
I mean, they hadn't even turned the page on that yet. So I guess maybe, but it's just like, it's stuck in the same boat where I have a hard time imagining at this point, Kadarius Toney's going to make this roster. I just have a hard time.
It almost seems like it's more dependent maybe on whether Rashee Rice is suspended than it is Hollywood Brown's situation, I think, where if Rashee is suspended, then I think he actually might make the roster. I don't think he should, but I think he makes it. But if he's not suspended, I don't think he makes it at all. I think that it might just be as simple as that, I guess.
From the night, I mean, and I see it from the text line too, right? Like, everyone's done with Toney. The team probably feels the same way. 913-586-7610. We'll still take your favorite 610 memories. I'll give you my two favorite moments in this entire show. I think my two favorite, and it takes up a lot of show time. It's not just like one thing that happened. The entire Creed is Good campaign.
Of course.
That will always be very high on my list. And everything surrounding Chiefsaholic. I would do 4 hours still on Chiefsaholic content if it was available to me. I'm going to miss those stories coming in every day. I don't care if it's the lawyer, him getting away, him escaping prison.
Those stories still can come in, and those stories will still apply to 96.5 The Fan. You're mentioning something that you think will never happen again.
No, I don't know if Creed is Good's going to ever happen
again.
Well,
that for sure. That part, yeah, but you're saying like goodbye here. You're acting like this is the end.
I'm just telling you what my favorite times were.
Yeah.
I've never laughed harder probably than during the gum bucket because I was losing it.
That's an all-time moment on 610 for me when we.
It's your reaction the second time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about.
Do you have that audio ready?
I could probably
have the gum bucket's there. I also think still the day that we were all in studio and Dusty, of course, was still doing nights that time, and he was filling, and we truly had him thinking that the FCC fined him. And we had a FedEx package, like a real FedEx package shipped to the station. And it had, we found a template form
for
FCC
violation. The FCC from the correct address.
It showed it was from the FCC. And it said that because Dusty earlier in the week before did have something happen on air, but it wasn't an FCC violation, but he wasn't sure.
You did him
and
dirty.
He came in studio. We're like, hey, did you get that letter? I'm like, we got one too. And he's like, what? And he truly thought his job was done. And he hated us for a little while after that.
He was quiet for like an hour straight during that time. I have discovered it says Cody gum in caps, bucket full. So I'm going to guess this minute is the whole thing.
God. Not often, because after about one or two times of, you know, getting a connection, you usually weren't signing up to play that again.
Like, mostly, like, around this time is when we would just, like, mess with each other when we worked at, like, we would mess with each other a lot in this situation. They're essentially just similar stunts where we would, this is so stupid. My brother once pooped in, like, a gum bucket.
In a what?
In a what? Like, an old gum bucket. Like, you'd hand out a concession stand. and then the whole thing was just, like,
Oh my goodness.
And then the entire time he just spent trying to convince the other employee to open it. Like, he would pay kids to go ask for gum so that he would have to open that one. And then later in the show, this happened.
Can we play the other piece of audio from today?
I am only trusting your judgment. I have not heard it since we could not stop
laughing. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's fine. Because you didn't say anything wrong.
Okay.
Let's play it, I guess.
Wait, which one? The short one?
Short one.
Yeah, we don't want the long one.
Yeah, the long one's too long.
This was later in the show, you gotta remember. My brother once pooped in like a gum bucket.
In a what?
Why did you leave me in a what? Come.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to get the ring.
Oh my God. Dude. What?
Oh God, that. What happened?
It sounds like you guys
2 hours later. I couldn't. I was a mess that whole show. I couldn't hold it together, Drew. I had lost it the whole show.
It sounded like you guys had been drawn to tears.
I was. Absolutely.
I mean, Cody's glasses were just fogging up right now.
It's just such a ridiculous piece of audio. And Nick absolutely set me up for failure in that piece of audio.
Yeah, that's it. That was an all-time moment. Someone else mentioned Dusty's silent protest. Remember? You weren't here then.
I wasn't here. I do remember.
For an hour, he just sat there and did not say a word and refused. He was in protest. That was an interesting day.
I think my favorite day that I wasn't here is when I listened back to the audio, and I think you might have been genuinely mad at Nick's insistence that you should know Jingle Bells.
Yes.
I don't know why he was so
stuck. That turned into a very awkward moment on the show.
It sounded awkward.
It was a very awkward moment.
It was painfully awkward.
That was awkward. And someone else mentioned the garage sale suitcase being stolen.
Oh, great moment.
For a while.
Dusty stole that too, so I don't even feel bad about pranking him now, you know? God, the suitcase getting stolen. That was a whole nother
thing. Whit Merrifield suitcase.
Yeah. You know, we had a really good relationship on this show with Whit for a bit, and then it failed. It did not stay that way. A relationship.
Not on our part.
No, but, you know.
It wasn't our doing.
No, I tried to maintain it, but, you know, things.
One of his final interviews he did was on the show.
Yes. Yeah, maybe the. I don't know if it's one of. Yeah, if it's not the final, it's probably one of the final.
The other one, there's a bunch of other random moments. People are texting him in.
We'll take him.
The Buffalo Bills game, yeah, the jumping on the table. Yes, that
that was great.
Drew wasn't here for that. Our boss was very concerned about me jumping through a table, Drew. And so I had to borrow a helmet and pads from a local high school, and I had pads on and dove through a table in studio. That was an interesting one.
That's awesome.
Someone said, what about when we cut Michael Lombardi? He cut his interview short and we banned him from the show.
That's true.
These are all
things that stay potentially relevant over on 96.5 The Fan.
We got to remember a little bit now on the final day of 610 Sports Radio.
What's that?
Did you save that piece of audio when he said he needed to go?
Oh, I'm sure we played it at the time. Yeah. He just said, I got a podcast to do, and then just left. Like, that was it. He just left. He didn't even...
Hearing him actually say, I can't imagine it.
Yeah, I'd have to find it again. But yeah, he just left in the middle of the show. It just made no sense. All right. Well, keep taking your suggestions. We'll talk about them.
Up next, we're going to get into the options that the Chiefs might have at running back number two. I think there's an issue that could arise and is starting to at that particular spot. Plus, we'll qualify two more people for our guillotine league.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next. All right, we're qualifying a couple more people for our Cody and Gold Guillotine League. We're drafting on Tuesday the 27th at Jefferson's. Winner of the Guillotine League gets free wings for a year. We'll have some other prizes. We qualified a couple people yesterday. Tomorrow we'll qualify 10 more. You'll be listening tomorrow for how we will have you qualify for that. I'll just tell you it's going to involve a little social media, not calling in. But today and right now, first two callers to Drew. You don't even have to bribe them today. 913-586-7610. First two callers will get the next two spots in the Cody and Gold Guillotine League. I do want to get to some news, though, up in St. Joe training camp. Multiple reports now, including from Aaron Ladd over at 41, that Chiefs right tackle Juwan Taylor left practice today early in a cart. Now, he rode up the hill on the front of the golf cart. We always mention that distinction versus the back, but we don't know anything more than that. But obviously do not love seeing a veteran and your starting right tackle at practice, a padded practice, by the way, not finish practice and have to be helped up the hill there.
Let's just say that it's an injury that's going to cost him weeks. Well, there's a fairly obvious solution. You call Donovan Smith and you move Kingsley to the right side.
Yeah,
I know Lucas Niang went to the right side right now, and maybe they would just go that route. But if for some reason it was going to cost him time, there are players on the street right now that you are familiar with who have played that position for you in Super Bowl winning years. That is worst case scenario. We don't actually know what the injury is. Going up on the front of the cart is good. But we talked about depth maybe last week in the middle of the week, and we talked about the positions in which you could least afford an injury of depth. We all agree, although it's a less important position, Pacheco's got no one behind him that you really trust. But then, I mean, tackle... Very few teams have depth there that you like, and the Chiefs are no different than most teams in the league.
Hopefully this is something that's minor, and we don't have an update exactly on that, but you were just saying, yes, if it was a prolonged period of time that Juwan Taylor was out, in-house, do you feel good enough to have Wanye play right tackle, or Niang, I'm sorry, to play right tackle, and then have a rookie at left? I'm not so sure. I think that's where you're right. Donovan Smith would become an intriguing name.
Depends.
Again.
2 weeks or 10, but yeah, 15, you know, whatever.
But let's wait and see
zero
how this plays out. And then I'm sure tomorrow on the show we'll have a little bit better of an idea. Again, we're off at 11 to hand things off to Vern before the Royals get going this afternoon. And tomorrow we'll maybe have a better feeling, but that's not great to say the least, especially in the, you know, you're on the final real day of practice of training camp for this to actually have happened. So Juwan Taylor left practice, front seat of a golf cart, and we will get some sort of update probably right after we get off the air. So stay tuned to our social medias on some of that. And we will let you guys know. And of course, later on this afternoon, after the Royals game, C-Dot and Rob will be on the air once the Royals game is over. And I'm sure they'll have more to discuss on that particular thing. You mentioned depth. We were already planning on talking about depth at running back because, as we've alluded to a few times, but we didn't have time to really dive deeper into this. And I tweeted something yesterday, too, just to get people's feedback on it. And recognizing that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going through his own personal health struggles. He's been outspoken about those, both the PTSD, but also some of the
very sympathetic to those health struggles,
some of the stomach issues as well. And so I wish him the best. But we're getting to the point of the season soon where the availability is a real concern. Like, there's football still continues, unfortunately, and it doesn't stop for a personal health matter. It just doesn't. And there are games that are still played, and there's the reality that number two running backs still are active on game day, still have a role on game day. Right now, I don't care that he's missing practice. He knows the system. That's not my concern. I really don't care. It's about in week one and week two and week seven, is he available those weeks or is he suddenly out? And that's not, I understand. And
but
I,
if that's
I respect,
how practice has been going, then that's a but, real
and that's what has. It's not just a one practice thing. There's been multiple now. So it's not the physical practice. It's the idea of availability. So what options do they have in house? Okay. Denaric Prince and Carson Steele. How do you feel about that as your number two
running
back?
I don't want to be one snap away from that.
So I think
they gave Carson Steele snap with the one they yesterday did. Because they're trying to get a good look.
So I know we're all excited about Carson Steele. That's great. But going into the season, do they need to look at another veteran backup running back option? I think we're a week away from that becoming a reality. And you're saying, well, then who? Well, we see at the end of camp, veterans get cut all the time. There's a veteran that loses his job to a younger player in another team's camp, and he's available suddenly for a conditional sixth or seventh round pick. That's the kind of guy I'm talking about. Jerick McKinnon is still out there. I think that ship has sailed.
I think
but
so,
that,
too.
But that's another name that's out there.
Okay, so I'm going to try to separate the two for a moment because of all the things you said about Clyde Edwards-Helaire and our sympathy towards the things he's going through. Let's just, from a football perspective, if this were any other injury, because the football part's still a thing.
Yeah.
A player who may, this is like the Frank Clark thing, a player who may or may not be available every week and you just don't know, and you have no confident depth behind it, means you should absolutely go look for another running back. I hate to do that to Clyde because they brought him back for a reason. They just gave him the contract for a reason. So they brought him back because they wanted him to be the backup to Pacheco, and I felt comfortable with him being the backup to Pacheco if he was going to be available. But if there are serious concerns about whether or not he can be available week in and week out, then yeah, you should probably do I think you should just do the inverse of the Carlos Hyde trade. 5 years ago, whatever it was, when the Chiefs, 7 years ago, when they traded Carlos Hyde around this time, halfway through preseason, because they had too much running back depth and another team didn't have enough, and they just swapped a fifth or whatever nonsense.
That's what I'm saying, a late conditional pick.
Yeah, you should probably just be going to look for a safety net, because then you can still, in my opinion, practice squad generic Prince. I think there's a pretty good chance you could practice squad Carson Steele. Figure out who you can sneak through and cover yourselves that way, because if there's a chance of the lack of availability, I don't want to be one snap away from Steeler generic Prince until I've seen them in a real game. And I know running backs can be a dime a dozen. So I understand some running backs just show up and are good immediately, but do you want that risk? That's putting so much on Pacheco, a guy who hasn't made it through, and most running backs don't, 17 games yet. He hasn't just cruised through 17 games because it's hard at running back. You need your backup running back somewhere along the way.
Right, and I know Carson Steele is becoming a fan favorite, and he had a really good showing in the preseason game. But legitimate big-time snaps at number two running back in your rookie season, I think that's a tall task, you know, and we know pass protection is a crucial part of this equation as the number two running back as well. Even if you think that the carries are limited, you're still going to get a decent amount of snaps in the NFL as a number two back in 2024. You just are. And so, you know, if this was year two of Carson Steele, I think I might feel differently. Like, okay, they're fine. They can just move him up. This was a guy, let's just be honest with ourselves. This was a guy 3 weeks ago that most of you listening didn't even know existed.
No. But a running back, funny enough, a running back, that's like the one position where I don't need to know who they existed 48 hours before they're in a game, and all of a sudden I'm like, that guy great? Or
no, but like, you know, for people like, to be like,
a running back, I'm like, I don't, like a lot of times I'm like, I didn't know who Devin Achane was until he started taking snaps. I'm like, oh damn, Devin Achane is pretty
sure,
good.
And I'm sure Dolphins fans weren't saying, oh, just start him over the experienced guy either, though. That's my point. I'm not saying that Carson Steele can't be good. I'm saying that, like, for text to be flying in saying, I'd take him over Clyde all day. Like, how can you even say that? He's played in one preseason game.
No, I'm not.
He's an undrafted guy.
But yes, no, I wouldn't. I just told you I don't like the safety net behind it. Clyde is a safer bet. Carson Steele probably still has more upside for the same reasons are that we've seen Clyde in action 4 years in a row and understand what his pros and cons are.
He's got more upside because he's a rookie and nobody's seen him fail. I mean, exactly. That's as simple as that. My thing with Clyde is before camp started, I told you I was totally fine with him being the number two running back. My thing is now with new information, unfortunately, some of the issues that he's going through and not being available, you have to make football adjustments to that. I have to know that you're available on a Sunday noon kickoff. You might have been available 4 days before, but are you available that Sunday? And that's just the sad reality of it as well.
And you can't hold a roster. It's easier if they're just hurt and can't play for a month, Cole, because you can put them on a list and you can have the roster spot and you can move on with it. But right now, it is closer to, and I understand it's not the same, but it's closer to what the Chiefs dealt with for 4 years with Frank Clark, which is every once in a while, Cole, to be the second quarter and Frank Clark could just be gone from the game. Every once in a while, it'd be the 2 days before the game, and it'd be like, well, Frank Clark had a flare-up, and he wouldn't be available. And it wasn't all the time, and it wasn't consistent, but it's hard to work with. And at that time, they had the depth on the defensive line to cover it in other areas. At running back, it's tough, because to protect Clyde in this situation, do you want to carry four running backs all the time just in case Clyde isn't available on your 53-man roster? Would you rather carry that at guard or wide or six wide receiver or a fourth tight end or a million other available options for the flexibility in that roster? So it creates problems. So we'll see. 913-586-7610. We'll continue to take your favorite moments. We only got like 10 minutes left in the show. So, I mean, I guess get it in because we only have an hour today. What's your favorite moment, Drew? We didn't even ask you. You've only been on the show for a year. What's your favorite moment in the entire 1 year of this show?
That's a tough one. To really think about. I mean, there's been a lot over the course of the year. I think for favorite week was Super Bowl week, obviously, because I'd never been being able to do that and go and do all that stuff, even though it was hectic and crazy and we were exhausted by the end of the week. Doing that, I think, was a whole lot of fun. I think yesterday was fun in its own right, getting blasted.
Yeah, I can't believe you made it 364 days before you said that, man. What were you thinking? 364 days, and then you decided to say Arrowhead's not that cool, pretty much.
I think it was...
That's basically what he said. That's basically what you said.
It was drawn out of proportion, I think, as it turned into a conversation that I wasn't intending on having, where it was more about the league than everybody else.
I kind of thought maybe this was your favorite moment.
All right, I'm rolling, and we can cut it when we need.
No, this wasn't.
What's up, guys? This is Drew from 610 Sports Radio.
It's my favorite.
We're here at Twin Peaks. A lot of stuff going on. You can come out all the way up until 7 o'clock. They've got a lot of stuff going on. You get a chance to go to the Tigers game on Monday. All you got to do is give a little information to us. Then there's going to be a drawing. What you girls got going on this year, $1 for every single beer that is sold throughout the month of May. And the goal is $30,000, right? Is that?
Yes.
The goal is $30,000? Okay. $3.50 Bud Light Aluminums, and then there's a $2 deal for the Bud Light stuff as well. What is that exactly? $2 for 22 ounces?
$2 for our Twin Peaks Light beer.
Okay, sweet. Is there anything else that you have going on that you want to promote? Say you got something, some sort of event going up?
Yes, we do. We have a bikini bash on the 23rd. So we'll be in all bikinis all day.
Fantastic.
I will say this.
I did also like when you got scammed and then we got you money for a new couch.
Yes, when you
not the you getting scammed part, but you know, our listeners stepped up.
When you were selling a couch on Facebook Marketplace and the person said, give me $100 and then I want your couch. And you gave them $100 for nothing.
The favorite moment, I think the favorite moment is the day that I got the suit money. That was great. That was very kind. Too kind.
And you looked good at the wedding.
Yeah, thank you.
Honestly, that was really funny because of how quickly they gave you the money.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Like the speed in which they gave it to you.
Before I even checked the Venmo, someone was already in. In that moment, the fantastic video moment, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, first takes. I could have easily shot another one if I wanted to.
And you thought, nah, I nailed it.
No, and they were saying, you know what, if you need to shoot another one, it's fine, no problem. I was like, you know what, we're doing one take and we're keeping it.
Uh-huh. Oh, I could tell.
And yeah.
I could tell. It was one take.
I was trying to pull out all the adjectives. Sweet. Nice.
Going to have a bikini bash all day. Fantastic.
Just so many good moments. I just remember,
the best one, the most memorable, I guess.
Wish we had the video stream for some of them. Like, we were going through all the Creed is good stuff. I wish we'd had the moment because the look on your and I's face when Creed Humphrey acknowledged the video.
Hey, you got to respect it, man. He's got some pipes on him.
Like, those were, like, prime moments for us. We were so happy.
Some pipes on him.
In a press conference. You said, I mean, I'm looking at the drops, man. We say some stuff we really shouldn't say.
If I was him, Nick, I would just spank your ass.
There's a lot of drops.
Whatever your favorite moments are, tomorrow will be 96. I do not remember
the context of that one. I'm trying to remember the context. Where did that one come from?
Tomorrow will be 96.5 The Fan. So we're trying to remember some of our favorite moments when it was 610 Sports Radio, you know? I don't know. I don't remember I honestly don't remember the context of a lot of these. Prizes all throughout the day. Diamond Club tickets, autographed memorabilia, restaurant gift cards. For the best bitch, we will have a $25
Oh, my goodness.
What was that even for?
I don't know. I'm not sure. By the way, Drew, did you...
can't say those things.
We did qualify two more people for our guillotine league.
Yes, we did. Two more people are in. Shout out to Jacob and William.
Okay, Jacob and William. They didn't have to bribe Drew today to get two spots. Tomorrow, 10 spots up for grab. You're going to have to... I'll just tell you, be looking on our Facebook page tomorrow. That'll be how you'll have to enter to qualify.
Over the last, 2 months, there's been a significant amount of drops.
Jeez.
What about, you know what? I forgot about a moment. Before we get out of here, I know we only got a few minutes left. Champagne Lyles. gotta stay. I mean, Champagne Lions. We thought that bet was dead like three damn times. We thought that bet was dead.
That's true.
And he had to win like three of his last four starts in order for us to have those bottles of Dom. And our friends at Pure bought a second bottle. And a bottle girl. We had the whole thing. It was a great setup.
Yeah, we had a ton of fun with that. And someone texted in, they're like, what's happening? Yeah, tomorrow we're on 96.5 The Fan. 96.5 FM launches tomorrow at 6 a.m.
This show will still be there. We're
the
not
shows
done.
Aren't going anywhere or anything like that. That's why I said, like, I feel like...
I like to reminisce before we switch over to the new thing.
Oh, for sure. I think there's probably somebody leaving. Tuning in thinking, wait, this is the last day. No.
I'm going to change everything about myself tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm a new man.
And someone's like, we'll be silent tomorrow. No, when you tune to 610, you'll still get the show. But you should listen on 96.5 The Fan.
How much clearer? I've listened to the
Chris
difference, but how much better?
FM. Much clearer.
How much better
man.
Do you think your voice is going to sound, Cody? Because I don't think you'd say, I don't think you'd say you sound worse.
The song. This is why tomorrow Cody claims he's working on a song for launch day.
It's
of
finished.
The Fan, and I told you
it's about our big switch over to The Fan.
I told you I'm nervous about the song, and we'll see. I don't know if you're planning on playing this tomorrow or not. I think you said you were.
You were not here yet, Gold. I get in this morning around 8 o'clock. New 249 Miles of Football podcast out, by the way. Now it is out. And I hear Cody singing through.
I'm not quiet in there.
I hear Cody sing. Cody comes out. He goes to the other studio in the back.
Good idea.
Well, I had finished the part I needed to finish in here because like of the way the buttons work. But
I come and I ask Mac. I was like, did you ask him to leave? And he goes, no. But we could clearly hear him. I go back out there and I'm pulling audio and I hear Cody from the studio in the back in the bullpen. I was like, man, Cody's getting going after it.
This song's got some upbeat energy. It's important. We're switching to The Fan. I want to make sure. Who are you messaging? Why are you typing people? It seems like you're messaging this guy trying to convince him to use his no song pass.
Not at all.
If you do send him a message, Gold, prior to, I don't think you are, but if you do, I feel like that means Cody should play the song or has to play the song.
Again, there is a pass that's out there from a listener from the Cody and Gold garage sale to block a song for
on our
a day.
First day on and FM radio.
So you're going to do that to me? It's not my decision to use it.
I don't think they'll use it.
You're going to do this to me?
It's not my decision to use it. It's the listener. They reach out to me if they want to block your song that day because they have the pass. They get to use the pass. Tomorrow is not excluded. It could happen tomorrow. Might have to wait.
I don't think they're going to use it. I think they're going to wait until you want to make a song about somebody who's hot on the Chiefs and is on a roll, and you want to make a song to celebrate, and they're going to say, absolutely not.
Do you guys want to, for the show fund purposes, can we have like a swear jar? Anytime somebody says 610 Sports Radio, you put a buck in?
Yeah,
dollar into the show fund. Anytime any of us say the words 610 Sports Radio starting tomorrow.
That's true.
It's going to happen. 96.5
going to pile up?
Quick, probably. I'm going to owe like 10 bucks day week one.
You can say it in reference to something in the past, but not yes. But not in...
Like, coming up next on 96.5 The Fan. Even I have to hesitate then.
Oh, yeah. It'll take some time.
Somebody said one of their favorite moments is when the lady stood behind and stared at Cody for 2 minutes. When was this?
We were at a rally house and we were giving away something there, and we had people answering some like I don't know if it was a trivia question or they had to sing something, didn't they? Independence location. I'm trying to remember what
that
was.
We made them sing. Oh god, what did we make them sing?
Was it a jingle or something?
It might have been. I don't remember what it was, but we made them sing something.
Oh no, it was the Whopper Whopper Whopper
Whopper song.
Right,
that was another funny moment on the show. We really wore that Whopper audio out for a while.
Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm. I don't regret it. Am I supposed to feel bad about that?
No, not at all.
I don't feel bad
at
all.
So maybe a new song tomorrow. Maybe.
Maybe. This guy shouldn't do me like that. It's our first day on FM radio. And somebody said, you know, like, we know that there's a chance for a much larger audience.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to get to know this show in the most realistic way possible. And that is, you hear the song and you either enjoy them or you hate them and you express that like or dislike strongly to us either on the phone or via the text line.
I think if the listener decides to block the song tomorrow, not the worst thing for us as a show on day one.
You're saying he's helping us.
I think so.
I think he's hurting us.
I think on day one, maybe not the worst thing.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not my decision.
Someone says, are you allowed to reference the gum bucket on FM? I believe the FCC rules are the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
To my understanding. Is that your understanding as well?
It's very much so.
Okay.
And even in a larger audience. So it's more important.
Okay. Just checking.
How are you feeling about Cole Reagans today? We're going to hand things off to Vern
great.
Coming up.
I feel great about Cole Reagans most time he starts.
Well, they need a stopper. It's been a bit. They haven't been able to have that from Lugo or Singer. And now we know the Royals are in jeopardy of potentially falling, what, 7 back in the division? And suddenly the Red Sox being tied with them for a wild card. That's what's at stake today if the Royals lose.
That's bad. That's, you are, not no, because there's still too many games left, but not enough against the Twins. They keep getting within a half game of the Twins or just passing the Twins for a half game and then having to go back. They desperately need Cole Reagans to just save the day for the second straight week. And I usually have confidence that he will do that.
Tomorrow, we're on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5 FM, starting at 6 a.m. when Fesco and Dusty in the morning begins. And then we're on 10 to 2 like normal on 96.5 The Fan. Cannot wait for that tomorrow on the show. We'll actually have Vern join us tomorrow, but you can listen to Vern here in just a couple of minutes as he gets you set for the Royals and Twins series finale on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.